Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast program. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery, leadership revolution, and life success. Learn something new from our mentoring conversation today. Hey, it's Monday, and guess what? You're listening to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy. Thanks for tuning in this week. I have Annette Rondano in the studio. She owns the Great Metropolitan Back Rub, which if you were listening to the first episode, you would know that she started it in 1995. There are no appointments, no oils, no showers, people. Fully clothed. Therapeutic massage or shiatsu by the minute. The Great Metropolitan Back Rub is the Twin Cities' most convenient, affordable, absolutely best massages in Minnesota, touted by WCCO/CBS. That's an awesome, awesome endorsement.
Thank you.
What do
Nancy.
You think?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, how are you feeling right now?
I feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, and if people want to meet you June 19th, hey, get it on your calendar, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The We Mentor Mini Labs are back in town. So we're going to explore the yin and yang of increasing revenue in today's economy. I'm going to handle the designing your future sales funnel. We're going to use the design thinking process of asking questions, what's going on in your industry, what if we could leverage your current situation and you can make more money, what wows, how can you test your ideas, what will work, how can you work with customers to co-create something that will work more effectively for them and that you provide? That's my yin part. And then the yang part is Rick Macias, and he's going to talk about upscaling your sales process. He works with the sales board and works with a technique called action selling. And I've been working with him. He is phenomenal. And we're going to use the same kind of asking the four questions of what is your current sales cycle. So we'll go into a little bit more depth. What if you did have a sales process figured out? How are you going to map those five steps? What is that, the five steps to a sales cycle? And how do I act and function with the sales process and take into account social media? So if you'd like to join us for that day, Annette's going to be there. It's $79 to the general public. We're going to be at Talon Performance Group, 5891 Cedar Lake Road in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. All right.
So if I want to find out more, I should go to your website, right?
www.wementor.com, and I'll have a link in the show notes. Well, thanks, Annette.
You're welcome, Nancy.
Well, perfect. All right. So Annette and I go way back. She was a client and has become a very, very dear friend over the years. I first met her in 1998, and we worked together for 3 years. She really has taken a store. You've taken it from nothing and made it into something great. I don't think I've heard you really talk about where you learned massage in the first. Oh, yeah. You went through the Minneapolis. This was before it was a certified program, which you said it was just 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It was 177 hours. I'm so poorly trained, it's impossible to think about it.
Yeah.
I was trained in massage therapy before massage was even really.
Yeah. You know, and a thing. You are a wealth of knowledge in naturopathic healing. I mean, nobody knows more.
Well, for a layperson, I think I do pretty well, you know.
Oh my gosh, you've done so much trying things out and exploring things with patients and really working with your therapeutic massage therapists.
Well, you know, one of the things that bodywork has done for me is it's really shown me that there's more power in the human body to heal itself than people give any credit to it for. I mean, we really, really have so much potential for healing, and we can feel better in a moment just by doing the right thing, anything that's the right thing. And sometimes having that person to ask can really make a difference. So people often say, ask Annette, she knows. But you know, I really encourage people to find somebody that they can talk to about their health concerns that is that isn't a doctor wearing a lab coat, because there are people, so many talented practitioners of every kind, especially in the Twin Cities, but all over the country, people who have studied naturopathy, who've studied homeopathy. Chiropractors are very well versed in nutrition therapy and vitamin therapy. Herbalists that are abound. You know, check into mushrooms. I mean, I'm not talking about hallucinogenic mushrooms, but mushrooms for healing. Check into anything. CBD oil is taking the world by storm, but some people have been touting it and using it for decades. And so there are some things that seem really modern and that are new, but they're really very old, and they're coming back because the new modern medicine is really just making us all sick.
Well, and there are times where you do need to go to the doctor. I mean, I had two hip surgeries. I tried everything possible.
Well, when you're
to
talking
heal
about
my hips,
you're talking about bones and things like that. But not only that. Yeah. I mean, even everybody's going to make different choices about where they're what they're going to resource in order to make themselves feel better, or save their lives, or get to mobility, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The way I look at it is that our lives are not a thing for us to finalize and say, now there it is in a box, I can live with this for the rest of my life.
Right.
Life is a journey,
right?
And your pain is your journey. And how you get to the answer to your pain is your journey. And some people are here, unfortunately, on a pain journey. That's why they're here, and they're experiencing pain every day of their lives because that's their journey. And so I can't say you will always come out of pain. I can't say that your digestion will always be fixed if you get to the right person, that there's always the answer. But what I tell people is, whatever's going on with you, try four things to make it go away, not one. One of the benefits of massage therapy is that it can be one tool that you have in your toolbox to take care of your problems. So let's say you suffer from migraine headaches. Massage therapy should be part of the toolkit that you use to help with your headaches. That's just all there is to it. And then find somebody who's a nutrition therapist who can talk to you about, maybe this is coming out of your liver, your pancreas, your gallbladder. Go to a Chinese doctor, maybe get some acupuncture, right? Try things that are outside of the allopathic idea of just take a pill and make it go away. Because one thing that we know for sure about medication, about pharmaceuticals, is that they consistently suppress symptoms but don't fix the problem.
Yeah.
So if you're suppressing a symptom and you're not fixing the problem, as soon as that pharmaceutical wears off, you're going to be in that same position. So it's not a mystery that people who are coming off of antidepressants will literally commit suicide. And it's because they've been suppressing their depression so deeply into their bodies with this pharmaceutical. They come off of it and they can't face all of the stress and the fear and the anxiety and the trembling and the everything that they experience. They even hallucinate. And so what good does it do? I'm not saying that antidepressants are a bad thing. They're not. But nothing is more antidepressant than getting some really great essential oil and living with that as part of your health care kit, your toolkit. Right? Something beautiful, something that has a name that you can live with. Like, I'm anxious. I'm going to buy this serenity oil, right? Or I'm going to take this calming tea, right? Or I'm going to go get a relaxing massage. I mean, if what you have is anxiety, what you need is the opposite of that. And so these things are available everywhere.
Yeah.
There are vitamins that are relaxing. There are vitamins that are calming. You're right. There's probably not a vitamin that's going to fix your hip. So that's where the allopathic system really comes into good. It really comes in handy. And the allopathic system is really great at saving people's lives. I mean, if you've been in a car accident, you've been torn apart by a car accident, it can save your life. I mean, and it will. And that system can be amazing. But they're not very good at keeping people healthy or even helping people to get healthy. And they give people no hope. Right. I have a friend who was just diagnosed with something they call stage 4 cancer. I just found out yesterday that stage 4 means that it's in more than one place. But because they call it stage 4, it sounds like you're going to die tomorrow. Like it has this imminent, nothing can save you sound to it.
Yeah.
And so everybody says, oh, she's got stage 4. Well, I'm here to tell you that stage 4 just means it's in more than one place. And I could tell you the story of a man who at the age of 63 was diagnosed with stage 4 bladder metastasized to his lymph system cancer and is now alive 4 years later because he went and saw a Chinese doctor. And she said, you know what? If you follow my advice, I'm pretty sure that you'll feel better in 15 months and it'll be gone. And he took her advice. He did everything she told him to do. He went and saw a chiropractor every week. He changed his diet. He went dancing. He cut out a lot of the stress in his life. And 15 months later, he was cancer-free. Stage 4 metastasized to his lymph system. That is a death sentence for most people. So don't think that. I mean, what we really need is tools in our toolbox. And the reason why I'm passionate about the massage industry is not because it fixes people or it changes, you know, the whole world or anything, but because it's one tool that people can put in their toolbox to keep their lives on track so that they can feel good in this moment. Because we're all going to end up feeling lousy at the end. I mean, unless you have the good grace or the good luck to fall down dead like instantly, you know,
right?
You're probably going to suffer, you know? And why wouldn't you want to be spending your whole life developing tools for your toolbox so that when you do start hitting that time, when walking gets really hard, when you rely on other people, you know, when you can have some compassion for yourself and for other people and keep getting the things that you need from the tools that you've developed in your toolbox. Go there, pull out an essential oil, call your massage therapist, make an appointment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Get the things that you need. It's all about self-care. And body work is just all about self-care. It's not us doing something for you. It's you doing something for yourself. And I always tell people, you've done all the work getting here. Let me just help you here now. You know? Yeah. So I can't take care of you if you don't show up.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's what I appreciate about you too, is you also do your own self-care.
Yeah.
And you also get help and learn new skills all the time.
Right. And I'm not perfect. And people can see that when they see me. I have body fat. I'm chubby. I like to call myself chubby. You know, you think about massage therapists as being like flowing and willowy and wonderful. You know what? I know massage therapists who smoke and they're struggling with that. I know massage therapists who struggle with eating disorders. I know massage. And the reason why we go into massage therapy is not just because we want to help other people, but because we want to find tools to help ourselves.
Yeah.
And this is one way that we can do that.
Yeah.
Because we're really literally providing, I feel like I'm providing something for me when I help somebody through massage therapy. And so it really is really help healing for the therapist.
Sure. And when we last left off, you talked about the work that you did after 2001, September 11th, and kind of how you restructured your business and how the world changed, but more people and people stopped for a while going to massage. They hung on to their money. And then you were able to work your way through it because...
Well, because the back rub is designed around people's needs. So we are the only massage business in the Twin Cities that's offering massage by the minute. So we see people who wash dishes for a living coming in and getting 15 minutes and they've saved up all month to get that done. People who roof houses come in and get body work because they have the money to get their 30-minute massage. And so we are the model that people – that it's basically massage for everyday people. It's you don't have to be cool and you don't have to be amazing and you don't have to be spiritual. You just have to have a body. And you have to need body work. And, you know, if you got a little bit of money, come on in and we'll take care of you and we'll take you seriously. We'll take you seriously even if all you have is 10 minutes and we'll take you seriously if all you have is $15 because, you know, our job is to be there for you. So it is an interesting model. There's nobody else in the world that would probably take it on. I'm quite confident that the rest of the massage industry, all the people who own businesses probably think I'm crazy. But I feel really committed to the idea of making body work accessible and affordable for people.
Which is why you have it open like 7 days a week.
Yep, we're open 7 days a week. We also have discounts for people who are beyond the age of working, which is 65, or on disability or disabled for any reason. We have a deep discount, 33% off for people who are in those categories. We have a special for kids. We call it the Active Kids Discount. 18 and under, kids can come in and get 30 minutes for $25. And the reason why we do that is because kids are getting injured and they don't have any way out. And their parents think, well, I can't possibly afford to give my kid a massage. You know, it's $75 or $80 or whatever. Well, we're going to give you 30 minutes and they can learn what it feels like to take care of themselves. And their mind can have a body map that says, oh, I've actually hurt myself. Maybe I'll stop. Because when we get injured, because we don't stop.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know for me, massage therapy has really helped me become more in tune with the little subtle things that are, I do yoga and meditation too. But with massage, you're actually feeling, you know, the pressure of someone moving the muscle and, you know, where you're bunched up. The knot, you know, working that through. And it is really, it's painful, but it's really important to feel what's going on with your body and where you are tight. And
well, also, not all massage therapy is like that. And so yes, when they get deep massage,
I always
they
get
will,
the deep tissue.
Yeah,
stuff.
Some people really like the deep work. And actually, that's one of the
ways. I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Well, that's one of the ways that the back rub has been innovating for all of these years, because in 2002, I hired my first shiatsu therapist, and we had always been just doing massage. Nobody had ever heard of shiatsu, really. And yet we had this amazing school called Northern Lights, and they were doing, or was it Northern Lights? The Midwest School for Shiatsu Studies was what it was called. And they merged together and they started pumping out a lot more shiatsu therapists. Well, shiatsu is basically a Japanese form of massage, and it's considered acupuncture without needles. So now you get the marriage of an amazing massage and the benefits of Eastern medicine and Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And so the people who are attracted to shiatsu are very intellectual people, and they're amazing at what they do. So I hired my first shiatsu therapist thinking, I don't know how this is going to go. And it just, people were just loving it, because they feel shiatsu is different than massage therapy in that when you get out of a massage, like you were saying, you have a love-hate relationship with it. You've had a lot of deep work. You might even be exhausted afterwards.
Oh, always.
You need to drink a lot of water.
Yeah,
you
know, everything out.
Exactly. And maybe even cancel your evening. With shiatsu, it's sort of like opening you up as a package and then putting you back together and tying the bow and sending you off on your way. When you get done with a shiatsu, all of your meridians have been stimulated, so you have healing that's happening and your muscles are releasing, but you're also able to go on with your life and think and do your whole day. And that's actually part of the reason why I like fully clothed bodywork, is because you can just go on with your day. But we do have people who do deep tissue massage, and we have people who do light relaxation. And then there's the shiatsu. And now I've got people on staff who do Reiki and cranial sacral, myofascial release, visceral manipulation. The massage and bodywork industry is just exploding with modalities that can help you through amazing, amazing things. So I hired a young man this year for the first time. I have somebody on staff who's exclusively doing cranial sacral therapy, visceral manipulation, somatic release, and what else? I can't remember. Visceral manipulation. Anyway, this young man is so amazing because he's so young, and yet the healing capacity, not just in his hands but also in his heart, is just, it's just amazing. Oh. And so people who used to think I need deep, deep, deep pressure get 45 minutes to an hour of work from this young man, and with hardly touching them, they walk away feeling better, so much more relaxed, without the stress of a deep tissue massage. And so there's all of these things, everything, you know, and all of that in between. So sometimes people don't go and get body work because they're afraid that it's going to hurt. Right. And so,
well, and it's also, you know, you're vulnerable. You're not sure about the person.
You have to take off your clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we take all of that away. But also people, you know, people don't understand that body work as at this point is this incredibly vast, very, very individual and unique experience between you and the therapist that you find that you resonate with.
Yeah.
And that's why at the very beginning, I started, my first innovation was to say massage therapy is a relationship that you have with your therapist. And so it's a relationship-based business, but it's also a relationship, just it's a relationship that you can develop. But at the back rub, we're doing two things. We're giving you the opportunity to have a relationship, but we're also giving you the opportunity to be anonymous because you can also come in any day and see anybody. So if you don't want to make a commitment to a relationship with a therapist, you don't have to. And that's the beauty. That's the beginning of the innovation with the back rub.
Yeah.
Because not everybody wants to have a relationship with their therapist. They just want to feel better. So all of the therapy in the
background. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because I view that as like I do my hair stylist.
Absolutely.
You know, where I've got a relationship there. I want to make sure that, you know, there's a connection. But that is nice.
Right.
That you don't have to make that commitment, that you can try it out.
You can try it out. And you can also try somebody new. And I'd say probably more than 40% of the people that come into the back rub, we'll see whoever is available because the therapists that I hire are amazing. I mean, they're so talented. So when WCCO-CBS said that we were one of the best massages in Minnesota, I was not surprised because I think that because I go to the back
yeah,
rub.
Yeah, but to have it validated, right?
To have it validated was amazing. So I know if I find myself in another state, I'm always looking around, where is their walk-in massage? Why don't they have it?
Yeah.
I mean, there should be walk-in body work and same-day body work everywhere you go, but there just isn't. And at this point, more people, well, when I first started in the industry, 15% of the population said that they had ever had a massage before. Today, 85% of the population says that they've had a massage and 15% of the population says that they get it regularly. Hmm. So that is an enormous shift.
Yeah.
So we actually need more body workers as well. And so if you know anybody who is even thinking about going into body work, remind them that there are more bodies than there are people who have hands to help them because we really are at this point, we've reached a critical point where we don't have enough therapists and we have so many people in need. Which of course I think that we could resolve by having people having more tools in their toolbox, you know, so, but body work isn't always going to be your answer on a given day. Like today I was having pain in my back and I took, L-glutamine, which is an amino acid and nobody knows about L-glutamine.
I don't know about it. Yeah.
L-glutamine is an amino acid that helps your muscles to recover. And so I took it twice and I'm feeling much better after having taken it.
How do you spell it?
It's L with a dash, L,
okay.
And then glutamine, G-L-U-T-I-M-I-N-E.
T-I-M-N-E.
I think it might be even glutamine. I think it's glutamine. G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E. But you know, there are so many compounds. There's, you know, there
is that something from glucosamine?
Nope. It's actually its own
separate.
Amino acid, right?
Oh, it is.
And actually, okay. There are amino acid receptors on your muscles, on the muscle cells, that are there just for L-glutamine. So if you don't have enough L-glutamine coming into your body, your muscles will not be as healthy as they will be if you're taking L-glutamine. And that is true for magnesium and, you know, all, you know, vitamin D, right? I mean, we're wired for vitamin D, but most people don't take it. Depression is largely a function of people not having enough vitamin D in their system.
Yeah.
And so systems. And so, yeah.
Okay.
Take your vitamin D, take your magnesium.
Good.
Look up L-glutamine, you know, call it X.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we've blown through another period of time where we've had this great deep conversation. You can hear your passion. I can see it in your eyes. So can Mike. Yeah. And what I would like to finish out with is you've done a lot of transition. You were in I see lots of business owners not all taking time to take care of themselves. And there's a big self-compassion piece that I'm moving into more and more in my mindfulness yoga, but also the transition in leadership skills, learning, knowing when to get different skills. And you went through a We Mentor Entrepreneurial Leadership and Mentoring Lab over the last year and a half. And I felt the depth of work that you have done and worked through at a very transitionary time in your life was profound.
And, I agree.
And you've totally like shifted your direction and you're back in touch with your passion. And maybe that's why I'm kind of emphasizing it.
Yeah.
Because while you were going through this deep grief that you were experiencing while you were growing, shifting your business, it wasn't there and you're there now.
Yeah.
You know, you're back to your effervescent self.
Thank you.
That's very energized. And your commitment to your business too, and all the people within it is really amazing.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah. Anything else you would like to say?
Well, if I could, I think that as business owners, we focus a lot on things like our sales strategies and what our next steps are and things like that. What I have learned as a business owner is that if I'm not taking care of myself, I am absolutely not going to be successful, period. And the times in my life when I've had the hardest time is when I haven't been taking care of myself. And to me, taking care of myself as a business owner doesn't only mean perhaps getting a massage regularly or, you know, taking care of myself nutritionally, but it also means signing up and showing up at groups and you know, what do you call that? Like places where I can learn, you know?
Yeah.
And so if I'm in an engaging learning environment, then I'm moving forward with my business. And it's one way that I take care of myself. And it's one of the reasons why I recommend things like the ELM labs and the June 19th, you know, thing is going to be really great. But self-care is a lot of things. And massage really shows us how many things it is, because you can take care of yourself one month and get a massage, but the next month, maybe you'd like to go to a networking meeting. And that's going to be the thing that's going to really energize you, because if you're energized, you're feeling good.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Absolutely. Yes. And the longevity in business is because people are reinventing themselves while they're redesigning their business. So you have to come back and recapture and rekindle the passion that you started out with. And it takes a lot of effort and caring people around you to take the time to do that and shift your perspective and move in a different direction. So I'm glad you're doing the work. And I just really appreciate you and our friendship. It keeps growing.
Thanks, Nancy.
Yeah. So I would like to talk with you about the brick and mortar part of business ownership. Do you want to do one more session?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. All right, well, thanks for being here. And Mike Cabea, sound engineer, photographer, videographer, brother from another mother, you are the best. All right. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next Monday.